Hello everybody, this is me, Folk Chop, and I have some very important things to talk to you about Kershaw County and what they're getting ready to do at the next meeting. This here is it, and it's a resolution supporting the Second Amendment, and it's really nice, pretty words, and I'm going to read some to you so y'all can understand what they're talking about. You know, that thing in Virginia and everything, they think that they might score some political points by putting together this Second Amendment resolution. So it is resolution number 155.2020. And it's a resolution by the Kershaw County expressly in support for the Second Amendment rights. And it says, where the Second Amendment is part of the United States Constitution, in that part, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then it goes down, hey, you need to learn how to scroll that thing a little bit more better. I can't, you know, you can't get no good help no more. Hey, you don't get a paycheck. So anyway, it says, come on now. Do the right thing, okay. You ready now? Whereas the same language is also contained in Article 1, Section 20 of the Constitution of the South Carolina, which provides in pertinent part a well-regulated militia being necessary security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so, you know, everything that the Constitution has already said, they put that in there. But then it goes on that it's rights and everything, and I ain't going to read the whole thing. I'm going to put a link down in the bottom, and you can go read the thing for yourself. It's really, really pretty. It's pretty words and everything. And wait, scroll down to the bottom, please. There you go. Right in there. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Kershaw County Council that Kershaw County Council hereby expresses its strong support for the rights of the citizens to keep and bear arms pursuant to the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, blah, 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 which would violate the freedoms guaranteed in both constitutions. And it's resolved by Kershaw County in any way. Anyway, they're going to vote on this thing on Tuesday night, 5:30, over there, the old belt building and all. And it's really pretty, ain't it? Ain't it pretty? Well, it don't mean nothing. It don't carry no weight of law. It don't have, it can't do nothing. It don't matter. Now, if they were really going to do something to protect the Second Amendment, they would have already made it legal to carry guns all over the place in Kershaw County. And you could carry them anywhere and doing it. As long as you didn't use it, go bang bang. You could buy, sell, whatever. That's the Second Amendment. But people don't understand that, do they? So the politician is just scoring some points right here. Now, don't get me wrong, I like it. I like the way they say it. It's really pretty words, but it really don't mean nothing. So I think they'll vote for it. If you look at everything they do, they steal your money all the time, and they spend it on boondoggles and all that kind of thing. And they had no problem doing that. That's violating our rights. I had the right to keep my property, and they think they got the right to steal it. And look at this swamp park. Now, I don't need no damn swamp park. I call bullshit. Bullshit. So, you know, they don't care about violating my rights then, and then they're going to promise with a little resolution. No way. No way, Jose. You know what? In a free society, everyone would be armed, self-defense, men and women. And the family would protect the young ones, and the neighbors would help, and that's how it would work. But when they don't have guns, the criminals is the only one that's gonna have no gun. And then except for the criminals themselves, the big boys, the government will have the guns, and you ain't gonna have nothing else to How you gonna resist them guns? Of course, right now, they got guns, they got tanks, they got drones, they got all kinds of things. They can bomb you, you know, they could kill you just like they did that guy back there they bought. The really, really bad guy, they say. So, the Second Amendment doesn't really mean nothing no more because I can't buy no tank, I can't buy no nuclear weapon. Of course, that'd be crazy. Only crazy people buy their damn simple nuclear weapon, dummies. We don't need no 10,000, but we don't need to go there. But we, the Second Amendment, been infringed upon since 1936, and now these guys want to tell us, if you do this, we might do something else, but we ain't gonna do nothing really. We just gonna write some pretty words. They need to draw a line in the sand. I don't want no line in the sand. I want it in concrete. I'm only down there where I can see it. And if you cross it, we go get you. Come on, people. I'm tired of infringement. Now, you know, at what point does infringement not mean infringement? And at what point does infringement mean you infringe? I got all kinds of restrictions on guns. I don't understand it. And why can't they draw a line in the sand and say, if you do this, we're going to direct our sheriff to protect us and call up the militia and so we can protect ourselves against you. That's what they ought to be doing up there in Virginia. They ought to start passing ordinances saying, look here, this is the line right here in the concrete. And then we don't pass. If you come over there, the sheriff is going to call out the militia and he's going to get you and lock you in our jail and you can't get out. So that's what we need. Now, Coachella County not doing that at all. They're just writing pretty words and they ain't even going nowhere. So, of course, they're going to pass it because it don't mean nothing. Now, Julie Burns, he don't care about no Second Amendment. Except for hunting, that's all he care about. Oh, let them boy go hunting, but he don't want nobody to have no big old guns like he had in the military. He go selling arms all over the world, and then when he come home, he don't sell us no big old guns and Stinger missiles and all kinds of crazy things like that. Why that? Because he don't think we got that kind of right. We can't protect ourselves from the government. Ain't no way. Something to think about, ain't it? Y'all ought to come down to the meeting. It's gonna be fun. I might be there myself, even though I know it don't help no good at all to talk to these damn politicians. They full of bullshit. So, but we might have a crowd down there, and maybe we could do some barbecuing. Barbecuing's always good, and it's good fellowship, and that kind of thing like that. But either that 5:30, on Tuesday, January 14th, 5:30, at the old Belt Building in Canton, if y'all want to come. This is Pope Chop with a special announcement and a commentary. Talk to you guys later.